7-Eleven.
Hi, this is Ken from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
Yes, sir.
I'm just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there that I could speak with?
Yeah, okay, 1 second. I'll find somebody.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah, it's just for a survey. We got to do one per shift, one per day.
Okay, 1 second.
You're doing the right thing.
Okay.
This isn't stupid at all.
Hi.
Hi, this is Ken from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
Uh-huh.
Hey.
I'm customer.
You're a customer?
A customer, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yay. I'm so happy. Listen,
yeah.
You've won the shopping spree.
What?
You've won a shopping spree. You get a free, you get to, like, steal food from there. Listen, you get a free shopping spree for being the 1,000,000th customer at that location.
Oh, I am not from here, so I don't understand what you mean.
Oh, no, you get free food. We're gonna give you free cigarettes and free food.
Oh, I don't smoke. I'm sorry.
Oh, you don't have to take the cigarettes. You can just take beer. Do you drink?
No, for sure.
Oh, God damn it. Do you like Pepsi?
What is it?
Apples. We have apples.
Apple, yeah.
You like apples?
Uh huh.
Oh, yay! Hold on. Applause. You get free apples. Three apples. Do you see where the apples are?
I can wait.
you can wait?
Bay, I mean.
Do you see where the apples are right now?
Apple fruit, right?
Apples or bananas?
Banana, yeah. Fruit, I can eat fruit.
Oh, that's good. Do you see where the bananas are and the apples?
Yeah, fruit, right?
Yes, do you see them? Do you see them in the store?
No, I buy them and eat them outside or what?
Do you like candy bars?
Candy chocolates, yeah.
Candy chocolates, yes. Uh-huh. Go to the candy aisle and pick out a candy chocolate. It's free.
Yeah, so what?
You get it for free. You're the winner. You win.
Oh, I win? Why? Why? It's like just like this?
Yes, just like this. You win the candy chocolate.
Okay,
we need you to go get a candy chocolate right now. Can you go pick up one?
And then
come back to the phone. Come back to the phone with a candy chocolate.
Okay. I'm looking.
Pick your favorite candy chocolate.
Okay. How about Snickers? I like Snickers.
Oh, I fucking love Snickers. They're the best.
Huh?
Snickers. Plus.
So what?
Oh, can you open the Snickers and take a bite and tell me if you like it?
So, why? Because it's not... Are you the police or what?
Yeah, I'm the police. It's just...
Sorry, I can eat them, but what if it's not good?
No, it's a survey. It's a survey. You get free Snickers, and you have to take a bite and tell me if you like it.
Okay, just a second.
Take a bite of your Snickers, and I've got a Snickers. I've got a Snickers here. I'm going to eat a Snickers, too.
Okay, I'm gonna. I'm not gonna be in trouble.
Oh no! You get the Snickers for free, and I'm gonna eat a Snickers while you eat a Snickers, and it's gonna be like we're having sex.
What?
It's we're gonna eat the Snickers together.
Uh huh.
Just eat.
So what did you say? Another word?
No, I didn't say another word. Just take a bite of the Snickers, and I'm gonna take a bite of my Snickers.
Okay.
And it'll be like, well, we're having a baby together.
So, actually, I don't like this force to talk to me like this. I'm sorry about that.
What? You don't like...
I don't like this force.
Oh, well, I'm calling from 7-Eleven corporate office.
Yeah, that's good, but I mean, like, you respect me.
Oh, no, I didn't say that. I think you misunderstood.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, fine. I didn't say anything bad.
Okay.
Can you
so
eat
you want me to eat it?
Yes. Eat the entire...
Okay, I'm gonna try it.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Oh, is she eating the Snickers?
Okay, why do you need to eat the Snickers?
Oh, I'm calling from the corporate office, and we're doing a promotion, and she's the winner, and we need to make sure she likes the Snickers. Like, is she eating the Snickers?
Yes, we eat Snickers, yes, no.
Okay, yeah, is that customer, is she eating a Snickers? Can you tell her to eat the Snickers?
okay?
Oh, yeah, it's okay. Did you take a bite of the Snickers?
I did.
Was it delicious?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you're pregnant? Do you think you're pregnant from the Snickers now? Because I ate a bite of my Snickers.
Mm-hmm.
And my Snickers was delicious. Was your Snickers delicious?
Fine.
Was it very good?
So, actually, can you, like, I don't like this.
Oh, listen.
So,
in my country...
You can talk another example, so, if you want.
Oh, well, in my country, with my culture... Listen.
Yeah, my culture doesn't do that. So
oh,
Muslim,
no, we're not talking about your culture. We're talking about my culture.
Okay.
In my culture, me and you, we are married now. Because we ate a Snickers mm-hmm. together on the phone. That's how we get married in my country.
Okay.
Me and you, we're very intimate together now.
Is it a joke or what?
No, we don't joke in my culture, in my country. We're not allowed.
Okay, I want to eat it. So what?
We're not allowed to joke. Listen.
Mm-hmm.
I need to know if you're pregnant.
What?
I need to know if you're pregnant.
Oh my god. Are you joking or what?
Oh no, so, I don't joke. We're not allowed to joke in my country.
Okay, I'm not.
You're not pregnant from the Snickers?
Uh huh. No.
Yes, you are. You said uh huh.
No, I said no.
Okay, no, I need to know if you're pregnant. Like, is it my baby or is it somebody else's baby?
Oh, okay, I think maybe you should talk to the...
No, I don't...
The man?
No, I don't want to talk to the man. I don't swing that way.
I'm not what you're saying, and so what exactly you want?
Did you eat the entire Snickers? Did you eat all of the Snickers?
What?
Did you eat all of the Snickers bar?
I did not.
Oh, how much did you eat?
A little bit.
Oh, you need to eat all of it.
No, I'm sorry, I don't want to.
Eat all of the Snickers so you're pregnant with my baby.
Oh my god.
It's okay.
So can you please? Tell me what you want.
Yeah, no, it's okay for you to eat the entire Snickers. And I'm going to be a good man and I'm going to take care of you.
Who are you? I'm sorry.
I'm calling from the corporate office with 7-Eleven. I'm going to take care of you and my baby.
What baby?
You're pregnant now with my Snickers baby.
I can't understand you and what you're talking about.
Me and you are married now. We're married. We're husband and wife.
Okay, I have to go. I'm late now.
You're late.
For me to go.
That means you're pregnant.
What?
That means you're pregnant if you're late.
I'm not. Okay, I'm not stupid and I am not young to be stupid. Don't understand. Okay.
Okay, listen, you get that Snickers bar for free, okay? It's free.
Okay.
Okay, you can take it with you. You can eat the whole Snickers on the way home.
So how do I know you are...
If you give the phone back to the clerk, and
uh-huh.
I'll tell him that it's okay, and you can have that Snickers for free.
Okay.
And I'll make it all right.
Okay,
bye. I'll explain to him that you are my wife, and you're pregnant, and me and you are husband and wife.
Okay, oh my god.
Ma'am, what's your name?
Why?
Your name is Why?
No, why?
Oh, it's for the survey, for the customer corporate office survey with 7-Eleven. What's your name?
Ningda.
Ningda?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I love you, Ningda.
Okay.
I love you, and I will see you when you get home, and I can't wait to meet our new baby.
Okay, bye.
I love you, Ningda. I'll talk to the clerk now.
Okay, take the doll.
Hello?
Hello. This is
yes.
Greg from the corporate office. I was just doing a survey with Ningda.
Yes.
And she ate a bit of a Snickers, and she does not have to pay for it. It's free.
Okay.
It's a free Snickers for doing the survey with us.
Okay, thank you.
And tell Ningda that I love her very much.
Yes.
And tell her that she's pregnant.
Huh?
Tell her that she's pregnant. Say, Ningda, you are pregnant with the baby.
I don't know. Why are you asking me so much questions?
No, I'm not asking questions. I'm just letting you know.
I don't know, sir. This is custom. I don't know. What you've done.
Yeah, it's a free Snickers. She doesn't have
to pay. Free Snickers, fine.
Free Snickers, pregnant with baby.
Okay, thank you.
Pregnant. She's going to have a baby in your store.
My wife?
Ask her if she wants to sit down.
No, I'm sorry, I don't have that. Sir, I have to go.
Sir, what's your name? What's your name? What is your name?
Hasim.
Hasim?
Yes.
I need you to deliver the baby.
This is the BLA radio show coming straight out of Roy, New Mexico. So don't touch that dial and don't touch that tone. We'll call you up on your telephone. We'll call you up and pose as your phone company. Inquire about 900 numbers that cost a lot of money. And when you're frustrated and you don't know what to say, we'll inquire politely, does your wife know you're gay? Yeah, you better pick up or we'll hack your voicemail. Tell people to fuck off and go to hell. Yeah, with RBCP and the rest of the gang, calls can get crazy and downright insane.
Hey everybody, you are listening to The Snowplow Show, episode 488. I'm your host, Roy BCP, and today's show is sponsored by Michael W., Miguel F., Effin Reality, Serial Shitter, and Carol Gertie, 666. Thank you for being the sponsors of today's episode. And also thanks to the new people who have signed up recently on the Patreon, including Robert L., Story R., Jeffrey M., Smith Wesson, Carter Pillar, Joseph D., Scott S., DMS DJ, Greg V., and John P. All of those people now have access to the entire archive of Hobosodes, the show that I do at least once a week, apparently twice on average. But I'm only guaranteeing one extra episode every week of the Hobosode. I did one this week that got pretty crazy around the end. Some guy was not too happy with me. I think I was telling him we were going to dig up a time capsule in his yard. I was from the mayor's office.
Well, it's our city.
So don't try... No, wait, no, look. You don't have my permission right now to do this. If I have to call the police on it, I will. If I have to call a lawyer, I will. You have the alternative of stop being such a dick yourself and give me written notice about what you're doing.
Well, the mayor owns the police.
No, the mayor does not own the police department. The mayor is an elected official. He doesn't own the city.
Guys, tell me how it is.
Well, I mean, you're a history major. You'd think you'd be excited about this. It's a time capsule.
Look,
there's going to be...
It's exciting is one thing. Disrupting my yard is something else.
Well, you're just trying to make something out of nothing.
Are you going to give me something in writing or not?
Well, it's in the paper. Just look in the paper.
I just want to listen to this whole thing. But if you want to hear that entire episode, that entire Hobosode, I mean, it's Hobosode number 123. It's the most recent one I did on Tuesday of this past week. You can listen to that guy overreacting about his damn lawn. I mean, really, he wasn't even going to use it that day. He just likes to complain or something, I guess. I don't have any announcements today, so I guess let's just get straight to the show. Make some phone calls or something. I think today I'm going to talk to some people about my dreams, because I haven't done that enough lately. So let's do some of that right after this quick message from Crazy Eddie.
Crazy Eddie's going telephone crazy. That's right. Now is the time to get all the telephones and telephone equipment you've always wanted, because Crazy Eddie's got telephones, and he's got them for less than anybody else. Telephone answering machines, automatic dialers, and cordless telephones, too. Shop around, get the best prices you can find, then go to Crazy Eddie, and he'll beat them. Crazy Eddie's going telephone crazy. See Crazy Eddie now. His prices are insane. Excuse me, one second. Hello? Same to you, buddy.
Hello?
Hi, Susan?
Yes?
It's Gary from Two Green.
Yes.
I needed to let you know that we accidentally treated your lawn this week. I put your address in instead of the address of the person we were supposed to do.
Uh-huh.
So we did some lawn work at your place this week. Sorry.
And you weren't supposed to.
Yeah, sorry about that.
So, what do you think I should do?
Nothing, it's fine. We just we lowered the lawn by about 3 inches.
Uh-huh.
We basically shaved.
What day did you do that? Because my guys come on Thursday. And
They didn't notice? Like, they didn't say anything to you about it?
Well, I wasn't home. So I don't know. Maybe they said something to my husband.
Yeah, we took 3 inches of dirt from the entire lawn, and we lowered your lawn by 3 inches.
I don't think you're calling the right people.
Oh, no.
Because I don't think you lowered my lawn by 3 inches.
Well, you wouldn't notice because the grass is still there. You're at 2 Court, right?
Yeah. It's
Gary.
Do you want to tell my husband this story?
Okay, sure.
I mean, we didn't notice this, so...
Yeah, you wouldn't notice.
Saying, how do you get the dirt out from under the lawn?
We've got a machine that does it. It just kind of goes over your entire lawn, and it pulls up the grass and shaves off about 3 inches of dirt, and then it puts
it's
the grass...
It's too long. And so what's going to happen?
Oh, nothing, nothing. Your lawn is just like... You might notice if you step off of the sidewalk onto the lawn, it's like walking down mm-hmm. a step now.
Because a zipper just put new sod in.
Oh, man, they're making our work.
They put new sod in like a couple of months ago.
Oh,
like
okay.
a month ago, two
so,
months ago.
So we basically took that out.
You took the new sod out?
Yeah, we just shaved off about 3 inches of dirt and then put the grass right back down on top of that.
I just find this so humorous because my one neighbor just said we had this like gray leaf spot disease. And so I was like getting after Zipper. I said, you guys, I'm going to fire you if you don't get rid of my gray leaf spot disease.
Oh, my. Well, maybe when we shaved the lawn, we shaved the gray leaf disease up.
I don't know.
Maybe.
I just tell my husband what you did, so because he's usually home. I work, and
okay.
so he's usually home when Zipper comes. They shaved off like a couple of inches off our lawn. Just a minute.
Okay.
Why the hell did you do that?
I put a different address on than we were supposed to go to.
Well, how about you want to do some new sod? You want to put some new sod in the front yard for me then?
Not really, no. We already did this for free, and we're not going to charge you for it.
You better not charge me. I'm going to sue you.
Oh,
my God! We didn't ask you to do this at all.
Don't be like that.
Get your record straight. You guys don't know what you're doing.
Well, no, we know what we're doing. We shaved off an entire 3 inches from your entire lawn. Like of
well,
dirt.
That's great. That's great. what's your name of your company again?
True Green.
True Green?
Yep.
Well, we'd want to make sure we never ask you guys to do anything anymore.
Oh, well, that's rude.
That makes sense, doesn't it?
Well, no, it doesn't.
You guys can't. We
did a good job.
If you can't keep track of your records and your clients,
no,
what is there?
No, I can tell you what happened. I was having this dream the other night, and I woke up in the middle of the night, and I got on the computer. And I, like in my dream, I was going to be doing your address. So it was basically
yep.
I was sleepwalking, and I put it in the computer, and it happened.
Well, do you think the grass will grow back and then come back?
Well, no, we didn't take the grass out. We put the grass right back down. You guys probably didn't even notice. It's just like if you're on the sidewalk and you step onto the grass, you'll probably fall over because it's like going down a step now.
Well, I can see that. I can see you cut it very, very close.
Well, no, we didn't cut the grass. We didn't cut the grass at all. We cut the dirt. We lowered the dirt by about 3 inches.
Well, why do you do that?
It's just what I was having the dream about. Like, and we have a machine that does that.
My God, how many dreams do you have that you do this sort of thing?
You know, it's gotten worse over the years. It's just something that happens. I was just having a weird dream, and your address was involved.
Well, why don't you do me a favor and don't use my address again? Did you do anybody else on court while you were doing it?
No, just yours. Like we took, you know, we were supposed to be doing other people's stuff that day, and we did yours instead. So basically, you're welcome. You know, we did it for free.
I don't really care. I didn't want it free. I'd like to have it put it back the same way it was before.
Well, you got it for free. If you want the dirt back, I can. We still have the truck full of dirt. That we took, I can dump it on your driveway or something.
maybe I should talk to my landscape guy and get that straightened out first.
Okay, but I was just going to sell the dirt.
So you took the dirt out and put the sod back down. Is that what you did?
Yeah. We have a machine that just goes along the entire lawn and just shaves 3 inches and then puts the grass right back down behind it.
Okay. Now, what's your telephone number, please?
It's on your caller ID. Like, do you see it?
I don't have a caller ID.
Oh, that's weird.
That's pretty weird. What is your telephone number?
Jeez, it's 2018. It's 7454.
7454?
Yep.
Okay.
And I'm Gary.
You're Gary. And you own the business?
Yeah, yep.
Gary, you're dreaming. I mean, you're dreaming all the time. You better do something serious. Well, I'm going to talk to Zipperer and find out what he suggests that we do at this point.
Okay, well,
you might have taken a good dirt out.
No, we just took the 3 inches off, and then put the grass right back.
You took 3 inches of dirt?
You probably wouldn't even notice. Yeah, 3 inches of dirt from the entire property.
You mean only the front yard?
No, all of it, like all of it around the back too. Like the square footage of your lawn, it's all 3 inches lower now. It's not a big deal. It just means
you've got the dirt. You saved the dirt.
Well, some of it. Is this
the regular thing you do for clients?
Well, it's not something that's asked of very often, but someone had us do it a few years ago. That's why we have the machine to do it. But I was just having this weird dream about you and Susan, and like, I don't know, I was sleepwalking basically, and I put your address into the computer.
You're out of it, Gary. You better go see a psychiatrist.
That doesn't make sense.
You better go see somebody that's going to get you sleeping better and not having these wild ass dreams. This is ridiculous. Well, don't get rid of the dirt yet. I'm going to have to talk to tomorrow and try to get hold of them today if I can.
Okay.
And just tell them what you've done and see whether or not have you hurt the soil at all?
Well, we've been
the sod.
We've been cleaning it.
Didn't you cut the? Would the roots have been affected by doing this?
Nah, I don't think so. Because we cut down far enough, so it won't matter. But we've been cleaning the dirt, like we're running it through a machine that cleans it all.
Yeah.
You know, just kind of washes it off.
I hope the hell you sell this concept to some other people, because it's the weirdest thing I've ever heard of, and why would you want your grass lowered 3 inches?
It makes the water runoff better, like into the grass, and you get more water that way, and doesn't get on your sidewalk. And
if you want us to put the dirt back in, will you put the sod, raise the sod, and put the dirt back in place?
Well, I don't want to, because how much will you pay for it?
I won't pay for anything. I'm trying to have corrective your mistake.
Well, it's not a mistake, really. It's just a weird dream I was having. And like, you know, I could have.
Gary, how long have you been in business?
About 25 years now. I could have
25 years.
Yeah, I could have.
What's your last name, Gary?
Royerston.
Royerston.
Yeah.
Is R O Y E R.
Yeah. Yep. Erston.
Royerston, S-T-O-N?
Yeah, I just, you know, I could have made him not come to your house because, you know, I was awake when I sent him out. It's just, I don't know, I just figured why not? I'll just do it.
Well,
fuck it,
you're a prince, Gary. You are really a prince. I don't see how you stay in business doing what you do.
What's that mean, I'm a prince?
You're a prince of a guy that dreams and all of a sudden takes on assignments to go ahead and do something that wasn't even ordered or asked for.
Well, it didn't hurt anything. You're making something out of nothing.
Yeah, you can say that about a lot of things.
Yeah, like this, for example, because it didn't hurt anything. Like, you're just making something. You're just trying to, like, make a big deal out of nothing because you got nothing better to do.
Well, you're something else again, Gary, honest to God. Gary Royerston. Royerston. That's R-O-Y-E-R-S-T-O-N. Royerston?
Yep.
Is that what it is?
That's it. Yep. I had it changed from Daverson.
You are a piece of work. Let me tell you, don't let me recommend you to anybody.
Oh, I don't need your business. I don't need your business because I have plenty of clients.
Do you have plenty of clients out here?
Yeah, I do. So, yeah, you're not going to affect my business. You know, good job trying to be an asshole, but it didn't work.
Well, you work at it pretty hard, don't you, Gary?
I work at what?
Well, don't get rid of the dirt until I talk to Cleve and see what he says.
Well, I'm going to keep cleaning the dirt. Like, we're running it through the machine and we're cleaning it.
Well, that's fine. Don't get rid of the dirt until I tell you to get rid of it.
Well,
it's still my dirt, right?
No, it's kind of my dirt now because I've done a lot of work on it. I've been cleaning it, been running it through the machine and cleaning all the dirt, making it cleaner.
Like, let me talk to see what's going on. This you guys are weird. You are really weird, Gary. I've got your telephone number at 7454. And I'll let you know about the dirt.
Okay, well, you know what? You're kind of a dick.
I'm kind of what?
You're kind of a dick.
Well, you are the one that really fits that bill much better.
No,
than
I don't
I
think
do.
So, because you're telling me I'm weird. So, you know what? I can tell you, you're a dick.
You're a piece of work, my friend.
You're a piece of work.
Don't get in trouble and just look out. It's bad news. Bad news from you.
Thank you very much. What do you mean look out? Is that a threat? Are you threatening me?
What's that?
Are you threatening me, telling me to look out?
I'm not telling you to look out. I'm just saying look out at what you do.
You're not telling me to look out. You're just saying look out.
I'm just saying look out because you're a different kind of a person. And if you run your business like this and have been with dreams and establish your work orders based on dreams, You're a little different kind of a guy, okay?
Yeah, well, it's just
I'll let you know something, Gary. You're something else again.
Well, hey, don't hang up. Put Susan back on.
Okay. Susan, you found a new lover.
I'm not talking to him again.
Hi, Susan.
Yes.
I just wanted to say that I love you. Well, that didn't go over well. I think the feeling is not mutual.
Hello.
Hi, Mrs. Bowles.
This is Bowles.
Oh, that's Mrs. Bowles. This is Gary from True Green.
Yes.
I just needed to let you know we accidentally treated your lawn.
Okay.
It looks like over this past...
With what?
Well, are you home currently on court?
Yes, I'm just getting ready to leave, but you want to come over and tell me what you did?
Well, no, we've sent an autonomous vehicle to your house, and it's on the way. It's
okay.
It's going to treat your lawn today. And there's no way for us to call it back, really, so it's just kind of going to happen.
So it's just going to, and what were you going to treat it with?
Well, it's not a chemical. They're actually going to lower the lawn by 3 inches.
Lower the lawn? You mean cut the grass?
No, like the dirt, about 3 inches of dirt's going to be removed. So it's going to be three inches lower than it was before.
No, I don't want that done to my lawn.
But we can't stop it. It's on the way already. Like, the plan set in action, basically.
Yeah. And like, what time are they supposed to arrive?
The autonomous vehicle is on the way. It should be there within 20 minutes. It's just going to...
Okay, well...
It's not that...
I'll try to stop. I don't understand what lowering the lawn is. I mean...
It's going to pretty much just take up all the dirt, like 3 inches of dirt on the entire property. Exactly 3 inches of dirt, and then it'll
that would take up all the grass.
Oh no, it'll put the grass back. It's just all going to be 3 inches lower than it used to be.
Okay. Well, I'll have to stop that because we don't want that done to our grass.
Oh no! Don't try to reason with it. It's like a robot. It's autonomous.
Uh huh.
Like there's not going to be any humans there. It's just going to be this autonomous machine. It's gonna it's on its way right now. It's going to show up at your lawn, and it's going to lower the yard by 3 inches.
That sounds strange. Okay.
Yeah, it's the newest thing.
And how do I stop it?
Well, we can't. That's what I was saying. We've already done it. Basically, it's done. It's kind of a done deal.
Well, you need to. I'm going to tell you something. You need to send somebody over here right now to head this thing off or to get it stopped.
But we're short.
Because it's not coming on my property.
We're shorthanded, though.
Well, I don't care. You better find some hands to get that stopped, because you'll get sued if you come on my property and tear it up.
Okay. Well, no, we're not tearing it up. It's just going to lower the entire lawn by.
No, I don't want anything done to my property.
Okay.
So
well,
you need to figure out how to get somebody over here and stop whatever it is that you have put in progress.
I would do it myself, but I got to take my son to baseball practice.
Well, you know what? If this is some type of a crank call, that's fine.
What?
But if you have to not take your son to baseball, that's just too bad. But you better not have anybody on my property.
Okay.
Period.
Well, it's not anybody. It's more like an autonomous machine.
Well, I don't care what it is. I don't care what it is. If this is true green and this is a real phone call and it's serious, you're serious. You better get somebody over here.
I don't know why you think I wouldn't be serious. I'm just calling to let you know.
Well, you know, it sounds like a joke to me that some robot is coming over here to my property.
Who's that person in the background? Can you tell them to be quiet? They keep interrupting. Sounded like she wasn't even saying anything. She's just like grunting or something. So irritating and rude. She needed to shut up.
Hello?
Hello, Carol?
Who am I speaking to?
It's Gary from True Green. I needed to let you know that we accidentally did some work in your lawn this week.
I have no idea. We have a garden service. I don't know who did any work this week.
No, I did. Me and my team did by accident.
Well, what do you expect me to say?
Oh, I don't know. Just, you know, just wanted to say sorry about that.
Well, it's strange because our lawn people have charged us for 3 mows this month, July, and we normally only have 2.
Yeah. Well, okay, so here's the thing. Like, I had my team come out and we put down chemicals and stuff.
No.
What do you mean?
There was nothing. No, I'm here every day, all day. There is nobody out there putting chemicals down.
We did it in the middle of the night.
Goodbye.
No, we did. Man, she just shoots down everything I say to her.
Hello.
Hello, was Leo around?
Yes.
Oh, Leo, hey, it's Gary from True Green.
Uh-huh.
And I needed to let you know that we came by and did your lawn this week. We treated your lawn.
I didn't ask you to.
I know. It's the weirdest thing. Like, I sent my team of men. I don't know how to explain this, but I had this dream the other night that there was this time capsule in your lawn, like, buried right in the middle. So I had my men treat your lawn while I dug in your yard for the time capsule. But I didn't find it.
You gotta be joking.
No, like, usually my dreams have a tendency to come true. So I figured it had to be true, and you probably just didn't know about it. Like, have you ever heard of a time capsule in your yard?
Of course not.
Well, in my dream, like, I had the exact place where it was going to be, and I knew exactly where to dig, so I did the digging while my men, they treated your lawn with just, you know, like good chemicals and fertilizer and stuff like that.
So what do you want me to do?
Oh, nothing. I just felt bad that, you know, we treated your lawn without letting you know. I really thought I'd find a time capsule. Like, I dug a 2-foot diameter hole down about 10 feet in your front yard.
I don't think you got the right place.
Oh, you live at 5 Lane, right?
When I'm there, I do, yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's the lawn we did. We treated the lawn. The grass should grow nicer and everything now. You're welcome for that. And I put the dirt.
Well, listen, I have a garden, you know, it takes care of that place.
Yeah, it's just, it got taken care of twice this week because we went there and we put chemicals on it. And I dug a giant hole in your front yard, but I filled it back in and put the grass back down on it.
Well, I hope you didn't make a mess.
It was a mess at the time, but I cleaned up my mess.
Okay.
Like, there was a big pile of dirt in your front lawn.
Well, I wish you wouldn't do those things like that. I mean, that's craziness.
I know. I'm sorry. It's just that this dream was so realistic. It was so vivid. And I really thought there was going to be a time capsule right there at that spot.
What is a time capsule? That's a thing you bury and dig up 100 years later.
Yeah. I thought it was a time capsule from the year 1918, like 100 years old.
Yeah, you know, I think you're crazy. Anyway, the Indians were there then.
I know. Like, there might have been some tomahawks in there or something.
True green, huh?
Yeah.
Well, if I get back there and find my lawn's a mess, you're going to hear from me. Thanks.
Okay. Well, hey, don't, hey, sir, Leo. Indians lived on his property in 1918. I'm going to have to look up the history of that place. See if that's true. I thought we chased them all away by then. A couple nights ago, I was doing some calls with Clay, a.k.a. Mr. Biggs. Me and him were calling up neighbors from the same neighborhood directory that I've been using a lot these past couple weeks. The one sent in by Stallman. Thanks, Stallman. That's the directory I was using on those calls, too, just now. Basically, this entire show is all thanks to Stallman's directory. It's a directory of homeowners and a homeowners association area. But me and Biggs were doing some late-night dream calls again. Well, some of them are dream calls, some of them are not dream calls. But here's a bunch of the calls that we did. Hope you enjoy them.
Hello.
Hi, Patricia.
Yes?
It's Roy from the Homeowners Association. Patricia?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
It's 1 o'clock at night.
I know. I'm so sorry to call this late. It's just
What's the emergency?
Well,
is there
it's there's no emergency, but I had to call because I had this dream that I was having a dream. I just woke up and you were drinking a Coke, and I know that you usually drink Pepsi.
Now, who are you?
This is Roy from the Homeowners Association. So, I mean, isn't that weird? You haven't had a Coke recently, have you? No.
Hey, Teresa. This is Kenneth from the Homeowners Association. Listen, I'm sorry it's so late, but we've got an issue with the dues for the month of July. It says here you guys overpaid by approximately $2, and I have to close out the books before I can go home. I was wondering if there's any way you can maybe cut us a new check and I can cancel this one.
Right now?
Well, here's the deal. I'm not allowed to leave until the books are closed. But if there's another way that we can take care of this, I mean, let me see here.
You
do the automatic payments? Okay, well, the problem is that when you guys overpay...
Who is this?
This is Kenneth from the...
Who is it? From the who?
From the Homeowners Association.
So what's the problem, Kevin?
The overpayment for the month of July, and I can't close out the books with the overpayment. We can't credit it for the next month, so I'm going to need you to take the $2 back.
Uh-huh.
Is there any way you can just take it back?
Of course I can, Kevin.
Okay, great.
How would you like me to do that?
Well, I got to be honest. I've never had this problem before. People are usually pretty good with the payments,
uh-huh.
and we've never really had an overpayment
uh-huh.
before.
Uh-huh.
So I was hoping maybe you had some idea on how we could... I mean, I guess I could come over now and I could just give you the $2. I mean, that seems kind of odd. I mean, this late at night, I would feel kind of uncomfortable doing that. But,
I think that'd be a real good idea, Kevin. I think that'd be a real good idea.
You're making me a little nervous, Michael. This is... Hey, Michael?
What the hell was that?
The second I started talking about money and payments...
Yeah, they think they're getting scammed.
Yeah, I the second I said that, I thought, you know what? This just stinks of scam, and it was a bad idea.
But, I mean, like, to hear him say that at the end, it was all worth it.
That'd be a real good idea, Kenneth. You come on over.
It'd be a shame if something were to happen to you.
We'll have ourselves a private party together. Teresa's going to watch.
All right. That was my premiere appearance there. That was great.
Good job.
Yay. I'd like a star for that one.
Get the claps.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Jean.
No, this is Laura.
Oh, hey, Laura. It's Roy. I'm your neighbor.
Oh, okay.
Is Jean around?
No, she's in Cape Cod.
Oh, I see. Okay, well, I'm sorry to call so late. Were you sleeping or anything?
No, we're just on our way to go to sleep now.
Okay, what are you doing up so late?
I'm sorry?
What are you doing up so late? What are you guys doing?
What do you mean, what are we doing up so late?
Yeah, like, why are you up so late? It's weird that you'd be up still. I was asleep. I was dreaming. And I just woke up a few minutes ago.
I don't... Watching TV? I don't know.
What are you watching? Who's Laura,
what
anyway?
Mean, like, what are we watching?
Yeah, like, who's Laura? Are you her daughter or something?
Yes, I'm her daughter.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was just having this really weird dream about Jim and Jean. But I don't know if I want to share it with you. I mean, it was just way too weird. Is Jim around?
No, they're in Cape Cod. I'm sorry, who are you?
This is Roy. I'm the neighbor. I live just down the street a bit.
Okay.
Yeah, I woke up in a sweat. It was weird.
Do you normally call people in the middle of the night?
Well, not normally. Like, normally they'd be sleeping. I guess it's good that they're in Cape Cod. Do you have their number in Cape Cod? Because I could just call them in Cape Cod.
I absolutely do not want you to call my parents at 1:30 in the morning.
Why not? I want to tell them about this dream I had.
Okay, that's really strange.
It's not that strange. You just don't know us. You don't know them like I know them.
Okay, that's my mother.
Yeah, you probably just don't know her as good as I do.
Roy, who are you talking to?
Go back to bed, honey. Go back to bed.
Who? I'm sorry, but, like, who calls somebody at 1:30 in the morning?
Well, I usually don't call people at 1 in the morning, but I was having this weird dream about Jim and Jean.
Okay, well, you're not calling my parents at 1:30 in the morning.
Well, I know, because you're picking up, and you're cock-blocking me.
Okay, if you call this number ever again, I'm going to call the police.
No, I won't call back until they get back home. Like, but do you have their number in Cape Cod?
No, I'm absolutely not giving you their number in Cape Cod.
They're going to be mad at you if you don't give it to me.
Okay, I'm getting off the phone now. Please don't ever call this number again.
They know me. We're friends. We're neighbors, you idiot. God.
Oh,
man,
my God.
Controlling daughter.
Oh, God. I completely forgot that we were doing dream calls when you started that one.
Oh, like, are we like, doing
yeah,
dream
that's
calls?
That's what we should be doing.
We're doing whatever we want calls.
Oh, that was great.
Hey, Gina, it's Biggs. Listen, I'm sorry to call so late, but there's an issue with the sprinklers. They're going off right now, Gina, and it's all over the street. Gina, are you there?
Yeah, who is this?
This is Biggs from over on Village Green Circle.
I was just driving
by. Your sprinklers are spraying all over the place. You got a broken head or something. I don't know, but I figured if it was happening to me, I would want somebody to tell me.
And I would want them to tell me immediately, because you're going to have water damage all over there.
Okay. And where, okay. So when you walk by, you get these sprinklers.
Yeah. It was spraying out into the road.
Okay.
Can you maybe put on a house coat and some slippers and go on out there and turn it off at the valve, maybe?
Yes, I will.
It's going down the street. It's going down. It's making everything so wet. It is moist all over the place.
Okay. Thank you.
And while we're at it, Gina, listen, the tree out front, it's looking a little shaggy, don't you think?
I don't have a tree out front that's looking a little fat shaggy.
No, the one by the property line. You know the one.
I don't think I know who you are, sir.
This is Cecil Biggs. We've met on three different occasions. I'm over there on Highgate Lane. Highgate Lane. Come on. Gina, don't make this awkward, because so much water spraying here and there all over the place.
Huh.
It's making a horrible mess.
Can I talk to Thomas?
Thomas will listen to reason. Put him on the line.
Tom, this guy is saying that there's a tree or a water
sprinklers.
The sprinkler outside of our house that are going on. All I could do is call Tony, right? The sprinkler system is all over the street, maybe like a busted pipe. I'll have to have him call Tony.
You're not going to call him tonight. I mean, it's late. That would be rude to call him in the middle of the night. I mean, you could just go down and turn off the valve and stop the water incursion. Listen, Gina, I got a wrench. Give me about 10 minutes. I'll come over and I'll shut it off for you. All right?
Okay, we're not there is the problem.
You're not there?
No.
Well, it's a good thing I called. You were gonna have all the topsoil rinse away. Caught it just in time. All right. Listen. Don't worry about it. I got a wrench. I got plenty. I think I know where the valve is. I'll take care of it.
Are you sure?
Well, I don't mind. I mean, I owe Thomas several favors, so it's the least that I could do. I mean, he's a stand-up guy, so just let him know the next time he needs to borrow my edger, I want it returned in a timely manner. That's all I ask.
Cecil.
Because last time he kept
Cecil,
a little...
Cecil, who's this woman you're talking to?
Carol, just give me a second. I'm almost done.
Who is this woman you're talking to?
It's Gina, you know, the one with the leaky pipes.
Gina. I see.
Gina, can you just tell my wife that you're the one with the leaky pipe, so this isn't going to be a whole thing?
Who is this? Who's this talking to my husband?
This is Gina.
And you're not even going to try and cover it up. You're just going to admit to it.
She's got leaky pipes. What do you want her to say?
I've got what?
Oh, leaky pipes, quote unquote. I see. Just like last time.
He's saying that the...
just like Maria
around my property. Who?
Listen, Carol, I'm going to go over to Gina's place and shut off her water. So I'm going to be back in about 15 minutes.
I bet you are. That sounds about right for you.
No. This is nothing. This is
15
minutes.
He doesn't
even know my address.
Do you know her address, Cecil?
Of course I do. You're over there on Highgate.
Okay, listen. I'm hanging up the extension. Don't bother coming back to bed, Cecil.
Aw, damn it. Gina, you're killing me here. I offered to do you a favor. Now she's going to be all sore with me. Listen, my word is my bond. I'm on my way. Don't worry about it. I'll shut off the valve. But you tell Thomas he owes me one, all right?
She hung up.
Jesus.
I'm glad she didn't ask, like, what are the three occasions you met on?
I was gambling.
She's just like, okay.
Hello?
Hi there. Brian?
Yeah.
It's your neighbor. It's Carol?
Yes.
I live down the street. How are you doing tonight? I'm so sorry to call this late.
What's up?
Did you know we've been getting your mail?
No, I had no idea.
Yeah. We've got, like, for a few weeks now, it's been piling up here. We've got a bunch of your mail just sitting here on the kitchen table. Here in the kitchen.
Okay, Carol.
Yeah.
Okay, and where do you live?
I'm down the street from you, kind of around the corner, but it doesn't matter. I'm calling to let you know, because I didn't want you to be concerned about why you weren't getting it, because it's all coming here. You know?
What's the address that it's coming to?
Well, it's coming to my address. It says on the envelopes, 4 Lane. Okay. But I don't know why it would come to my house, because my house number is not even 4. My number is 10.
Okay. So what address are you at for us to come by and get the mail?
Oh, no. You're not coming. I'm going to rip it up. I'm going to just start ripping. And rip it. Rip all the mail up. Shred it. Ripping it up. There it goes. I'm ripping it.
You tearing up my mail?
Yeah,
I'm tearing up the mail.
Tear it up. Carol. I ruined it.
No, you didn't. Let me call back.
Oh, yeah. Tear it slower, Carol. Tear it real slow. Oh, yeah. There's no recovering this mail. It's all ripped up.
Yeah. Hello, you've reached Brian's. If you'll please leave a
just
message
keep ripping
sound
on the recording.
The tone, I'll call you back shortly. Thanks for calling.
Brian, hello. You hung up. I'm still ripping up your mail. I'm ripping it all up.
Yeah.
Rip
it up, Carol. Just rip it all up.
Ripping that mail. Ripping it to shreds.
Yeah, man.
Ripping it up. There's one from California.
Slow down. Do it slow.
No. I gotta rip this up. I gotta get it all. Gotta get it all ripped.
Here, let me do one.
All right, here you go. You rip this one.
This is fun.
Look at you go. You're just ripping it.
I can't rip it. Oh.
You're ripping the crap out of that mail.
This one has a card in it.
Don't rip the money. Anyway, I'm going to hang up now. We got to finish ripping this mail.
Wait, you're on the phone? Get off the phone. We're ripping the mail, Carol.
I'm calling up Brian and Lainey because they tell them we're ripping their mail.
I didn't know you were still on the phone. Just hanging up. I got mail to rip.
I'm hanging up, you guys. Bye.
Oh, that was so dumb.
Hello?
Steve?
Yeah.
It's Roy. It's your neighbor, Roy.
Roy?
Yeah. Hey, were you asleep?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry to call this late. Thank God you answered.
Why?
Are you sitting down?
What? Roy?
Steve?
Yeah. Tell him, Roy.
All right, Steve?
Yes.
Oh, don't do that.
I'm sorry. Look, I was...
Tell him! You woke the man up. You can't just leave him hanging. You gotta tell him.
Who
he deserves
this?
To know, Roy. Tell him!
That's Mr. Biggs. Okay, Steve?
Yeah?
Your car is parked a little bit crooked.
Tell them about the aesthetics.
This is the reason for your call.
No, explain to him why it's a problem.
Maybe you should just talk. It's just the symmetry, okay?
Steve, let me have the phone.
Here, just take it. You do
Steve.
It.
Steve, it's Biggs. Are you there?
I'm here.
Listen, a couple of us got together tonight. We were doing our evening walk, and it's been bugging me ever since. Your car is parked at like a weird, it's hard to describe. It's at a weird angle, and it's throwing off the symmetry of the entire street. I cannot get any sleep tonight until you move your car. Can you just go straighten it a little bit?
Well, I'm not getting any sleep myself right now.
I know. It eats at you. You can't think straight until everything's just right. Looking down the street, all the cars perfectly straight. Steve's car, though, not so good.
Well, I guess you're just going to have to live with it.
Well, no, you can straighten it. You can move it a little bit. I mean, just so it's parallel. Just make it straight.
So, are you the guys across the street? I thought you just moved.
Well, no, we haven't moved yet. I mean, we're going to move, but before we leave, it's going to hurt the property values if the aesthetics of the neighborhood are all cattywampus. Now, if you could just adjust your car a little bit, it would fix everything.
Why are you doing this to me?
Is this
some kind of an initiation rite or something for moving into Lane?
I don't believe you understand being a new tenant of the neighborhood. You don't understand the way we do things here. There is a certain aesthetic that is expected of all the residents, and that includes having your trash cans picked up at the right time. That includes having your car straight and orderly. It includes not excessive outdoor lighting on the outside of your house. That's not an issue with you. It's an issue with the other guy. But if you could just straighten your car just a little bit, everything would be fine.
Tell him the realtor is coming tomorrow.
We got the realtor coming tomorrow, and it's hurting the resale value.
People coming to see the house. I'll make sure it's fine tomorrow. I'll take care of that tomorrow.
Well, they're coming pretty early. If you could just move it now, that would be fantastic. It would be great, and then I could sleep easy. You could sleep easy. I mean, clearly you've been up worried.
Okay, I'm not doing that tonight, and we're gonna end this call. Okay, you can call the if you want to on me, but no,
Steve, listen. I can move the car for you. Can I come over and just pick up the keys and straighten it out just a little bit?
I'd really appreciate it if you just kind of leave me alone, and I'll take care of it tomorrow.
All right. I will leave you alone right after I get the keys. I'll be over in 5 minutes. Give me a second. I got to put a robe on.
Would you guys please just knock it off? This is getting a little weird here.
I agree. The whole neighborhood is talking, and it looks ridiculous.
I think you're the whole neighborhood. Okay. So
what does that even mean? I don't understand what that means. I'm the whole neighborhood?
Not me either.
Tell him what Carl said.
Carl said that he feels that the person who parks in the manner in which you do is probably somebody who is of ill repute. I told him, listen, we got to get to know the guy. Let's not judge him. Let's not jump to conclusions. Don't worry. I'll call him. I'll tell him. And now, I got to admit, Steve, I'm starting to think you might be a little off.
I think I'm having a nightmare. Could you please just tell me why you're doing this to me? Is this some kind of a, an initiation rite or something? I feel like
that's funny.
Know.
That is the second time you've mentioned initiations. There haven't been initiations in since the late '80s
I'm trying to maintain a sense of humor about this, but it's getting a little old. So
I agree. And if you just move the car, we can resolve the situation, and then everyone can go to sleep. This is a neighborhood, Steve. This is not a frat house, all right? I'm not interested in pranks and yuck-em-ups.
It's in the driveway.
I just want a nice, orderly neighborhood.
Could we just knock this off now and
yes, absolutely.
I'll take care of it tomorrow. Okay.
So you're going to move the car and everything's going to be fine.
Yeah, I'll take care of it in the morning. Okay.
Well, I don't understand why it can't be done now. I mean, we're talking literally half a foot.
We know darn well why it can't be done now. It doesn't need to be done now.
Well, what time do you get up in the morning?
Nothing wrong with it, and it's parked properly. And
no. Have you not read the landing's bylaws? It is not parked properly. In fact, it is parked improperly. It is all crooked. Look at it. Look out your window. Look at that car. It is embarrassing.
Please.
I'm sorry.
Are you guys on something? I just don't understand. What do you mean?
How do you mean? What?
Would you please let me be?
Can you please just move the car just a little bit?
I'm not going to move the car. There's no need to move the car.
Listen to reason. If you go outside and look down the street, you'll see that every single car is perfectly parked, perfectly straight, except for one. Steve and Susan's car is all crazy, crazy cattywampus.
Who is this really?
This is Mr. Biggs. Cross the street, bit over this. Look at me. I'm looking out the window right now. I'm waving. Hey, it's me. It's Biggs. Hey.
Have you just sold your house?
Well, not yet. We're going to. It's going to happen very soon if we can get everything in a row. All the cars in a row on the street. The property values are going down, Steve. You know that. I mean, that's how you were able to afford this house and move in, because the property values have plummeted. And what people of ill means and park their cars all crazy like. It's disgusting. I want us to get off on the right foot, really. Uh-huh. I really do. But this is not the way to do it. You are parked more than 3.5 degrees counterclockwise.
This ain't the right foot, and I can tell you that.
Yeah, it's the wrong foot. It's not the right foot. It's the wrong foot. You get it?
No, I don't get it.
You get it. You understand.
I think you need to, finish the call and go back to bed and we'll take care of it in the morning, okay?
Can I come over and get the keys and move it myself? Do you mind?
No, please don't be doing that. No.
All right, I'll be over in 10 minutes. I'm just going to put on some slippers and a robe. Unless you don't mind me freeballing, if you're cool with that, I mean, then this neighborhood is not that kind of place. I got to tell you right now, that's not. I don't know where you came from, but we don't do that kind of stuff around here, Steve.
Who is this really, and why are you doing this to me?
This is Mr. Biggs, and I'm calling because your car is parked all crooked in the neighborhood.
Why are you doing this to me?
I'm trying to help you, Steve. There have been other people that have moved in that were not told, and they were shunned at the homeowners association meetings because they were parking crooked. They were parking RVs. They were leaving their garbage cans out like 12 hours after the garbage had already been picked up. And I'm trying to give you the opportunity that I was not awarded when I first moved in. I'm doing you a solid here. I would think that you would at least appreciate that. Apparently not.
No, I'll be shunned. It's okay. How about if I put the house back on the market and we'll just...
No, don't do that. Let's not be hasty here, Steve. Don't do anything rash. It's just a car that's crooked. All you got to do is move it a couple of degrees.
No, this isn't rash, what you're doing. No, this is not rash.
Steve, you're in the now. Nothing. Nothing that you thought was real before is real anymore. Things are a little bit different here. You'll find out eventually.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Have you talked to Carol before? Down the street?
Carol?
Yeah, trust me. Keep a wide berth. That lady. Oh, jeez. I don't believe in the occult, but she self-identifies as Wiccan.
Uh-huh.
It's not God-fearing. She does not love the baby Jesus, I don't think. You love Jesus. Come on, just move the car like you, for the love of baby Jesus. Come on, Steve. Do this for me.
How long are you going to do this?
As long as it takes. I got a folding chair. I will come down there, and I will sit in the middle of the street, and I will wait for you to move your car.
Where do you want me to put it?
Just, I want you to move it like 2-3 degrees clockwise, just a little bit, so it's straight and it's not crooked. Look at it. You can see it, right?
Why don't you just go to a different window and look at a different angle, and you'll see it's just fine.
It's not about what I think, Steve. It's about what the neighborhood thinks. The neighborhood's talking about you. Everyone talks. Everyone's talking about you, Steve. You and Susan with your crooked parking.
I'm glad I can be a source of such entertainment for the rest of the neighborhood.
It's not entertainment. It is consternation and stress. Come on.
Consternation and stress. Okay. Can we stop this now?
You hang up the phone, Steve. You hang up. And that is it. We are done. You and me are through.
Well, we never were started.
I reached out to you. I tried to help, but that is over the second you hang up this call. You hang up on me right now.
You call this reaching out and helping?
I tried. You resisted.
Well, it's not the kind of thing that would be considered neighborly or friendly or normal to be doing this at 2 o'clock.
I agree. Most people park their cars straight, but you have to park all crazy-like. Just hang up the phone, Steve. Hang it up. I would say that I'd see you at the next neighborhood barbecue, but I'm pretty sure you are not going to be getting an invite. Not with that attitude.
Okay, I guess I'll just have to live with that.
Hang it up, Steve.
Are we done now?
Well, you're done. I'm going to be up all night worrying about this.
Look
at how crooked it is. It is all crazy.
Steve? Steve?
What?
Hang up.
Huh?
This is the part where you hang up. Hang up.
I'm supposed to hang up now?
Yeah, hang up.
Your phone, Steve. Jeez, play your part. Read your lines.
Give it a good slam to let us know how you feel.
So frustrated because you have work in the morning and you spent so much time on the phone with jack-offs and crazies.
Steve?
Put Susan on the phone. Let me talk to her.
She'll listen to reason.
Well, she's probably the one who parked the car crooked. You know, my feeling is that most ladies are bad at parking and driving.
Yep. I just hung up on him.
God damn it. God.
Why wouldn't he hang up?
God damn it. Oh, man. You see, now, once I was committed to it, I didn't want to give up. I didn't want to stop. I wanted to just keep going because I wanted there to be resolution. But God damn it, it wasn't going anywhere.
He kept saying, why are you doing this to me? Like, he said that over and over. Like, we're doing it to him.
Early in the call, he mentioned something about being new to the neighborhood. So I assume that he's got sort of paranoia complex. Everyone's looking at him.
Taking it very personally.
Hello?
Hello, Audrey?
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Yeah?
I needed to let you know, we're going to be changing the name of your street. You're not going to live on Lane anymore. What?
Go ahead.
Oh, we're doing sponsored street names from now on. You're actually going to live on number 2 Wendy's Lane.
You were calling me at 2:30 in the morning.
Correct.
To tell me this?
Yeah, we tried to call earlier in the day, but there was no answer. So we're just trying to get through to you and let you know you're no longer going to live on Jessamine Lane. You're going to live on number 2 Wendy's Circle, and it's spelled just like the restaurant.
I think you've lost your mind.
No, why would you say that? I'm with the Homeowners Association. Audrey? Audrey? Is Joe there? Can I talk to Joe? Hello? Hello? I thought she was going to put Joe on.
Oh, man.
Hello?
Joyce?
This is Joyce.
Okay. It's let me put on my father just a minute. We're trying to get through. Here you go.
All right. Did you just call us, Joyce?
No, I did not call you. I've been in bed asleep. Who is this? Right.
It came from your number. What's going on? Because we were sleeping. I was having a dream, and then the phone rang. My son answered it.
I did not call you.
You know, I've been having problems all week with crazy people calling in the middle of the night, waking me up. What is going on? It's crazy business.
I have no idea. You just woke me up.
Oh, Joyce, I am sorry. That was not my intent, and I do apologize. But my phone was ringing, and my son picked it up, and then some guy was on the line, and then we tried calling back the number on the caller ID, and it was your phone number. Are you Wait a second, Joyce. Are you sure you weren't making prank 'em up calls tonight?
No, I had been in bed asleep.
Yeah, I was too. I was.
The phone number. I've had calls before where it's not the person who's calling.
How does that work? I don't understand. What do you mean?
Well, I don't know. I don't understand how they do it, but they do it. They get a hold of you. They somehow get in on the line, and your number shows up, but it is not you.
I pay for the caller ID service so that I know who's calling me, and then it says that it was you calling me.
It happened to me, but I'm sorry. It was not me. I've been in bed asleep.
Yeah, I was asleep too. I was having a lovely dream, and it's just, you know, it's been a long time, you know, since Marilyn died, and it just, you know, it was really, nighttime is my only happy time these days, and having the phone ring and wake me from my slumber was kind of disturbing.
I'm sorry, but it was not me.
Okay, well, listen, I'm going to go back to sleep now. And are you sure that you weren't calling? Because I seem to remember.
I'm quite sure I was not calling.
No, well, hold on a second, Joyce. You were the one over. Gosh, I remember you over by the mailbox the other day, right? You did call me, didn't you? You called me.
I did not call you. I don't even know where you live.
I'm over on Sheet Crab.
No, it wasn't me at the mailbox.
All right. Well, listen.
Over
to
Sheet Crab.
I apologize. It's just been a very lonely time, and having the phone call wake me in the middle of the night. I was having this dream where. Do you know who Paul Giamatti is?
Excuse me.
Paul Giamatti.
No, I do not.
Paul Giamatti is a character actor who has appeared in many a TV show and movie film. Do you know who he is now? The guy with the face?
No, I do not. I don't watch that much television.
Yeah. I was having a dream that Paul Giamatti was the angel of death, and he was following me around all day long saying, "Come on! Come on, Mr. Biggs, it's your time. Time for you to go. Time for you to die." But I wouldn't listen to him.
I think we lost her.
Oh, damn it.
Joyce?
Hey, Joyce, it's Biggs. Are you there?
Guess not.
All right. I don't know where I was going with that.
Yeah, we all dream of Paul Giamatti from time to time. It happens.
He's got a very unique visage. He's a handsome boy.
Hello?
I want you
hello,
to dance.
Hello, Arthur?
Yeah?
Arthur, it's Roy, your neighbor.
Yeah?
I'm sorry to call so late. Were you sleeping?
That's all right. What's the problem?
Oh, man. I was, too. Thank God you answered. Arthur?
What's the problem?
All right. So I was asleep. I just woke up, just like not even 5 minutes ago. And I keep having this dream over and over. And in my dream, you keep trying to put my house up for sale. And it's not for sale, and you keep doing it. You keep putting my house up for sale. It's like you're trying to tell me you want me out of the neighborhood.
Okay.
Why are you doing that?
Is this why you called me?
Yeah, I keep it's like a recurring dream.
Go to sleep and dream about something else.
Well, no, I can't control what I dream about.
Did you tell him he was putting the house up for sale?
Yeah, I did, honey. He just hung up on us.
Can you just go to sleep now?
No, I'm going to try their other number.
Let Linda sleep. I got to work in the morning.
Arthur? Linda? Linda? Arthur? Hello?
Nobody is trying to sell the house. Will you just let them sleep?
No, they like in, every single time I fall asleep, I'm having this dream that he's putting my house up for sale.
Don't call people in the middle of the night.
Arthur, are you there? Linda? Hello? We hear you breathing.
You're dreaming, for goodness sakes. Just let him sleep.
No, it was him. I could see him in the dream.
Honey. No, but...
Arthur? Arthur?
Ronald, hang up the phone, please.
Arthur.
Will you please leave those nice people alone? Come to bed.
They keep trying to sell our house. Do you, I don't want to leave the neighborhood. Do you want to leave the neighborhood?
I don't want to leave the neighborhood.
Arthur, is that you? Arthur?
Can you let me talk to him?
All right.
Let me talk to him.
Fine, you do it. Just get him to stop it.
Arthur, hello?
I think Arthur hung up.
This is Karen. Arthur, are you there?
Yeah, Arthur's gone.
Arthur? I need a real man, Arthur.
Hey.
Listen, you're crazy beans. You're all crazy talking about dreams and stuff.
Well, thanks, Brad, for letting me play for a while. This is a lot of fun. I've never done this before.
Gotta
so
do it
this
again.
This is a new experience, and you've opened me up to a whole new world of excitement.
Are you going to sing now?
Well, I was going to, but now that when you
moment
ahead of time,
I messed it up.
The crescendo comes in; it's going to be anticlimactic.
Okay.
So no, now I'm not going to sing.
I ruined it. Sorry.
Jeez. Thanks to all the listeners who have been supporting. Ask Mr. Biggs. Because you guys are pretty awesome, so that's very nice of you.
At AskMrBiggs.com.
No prank calls on that show.
Biggs does not tolerate prank calls.
He doesn't care for tomfoolery on the phone. Don't waste our time or our cell phone minutes.
Roger's not too crazy about it either.
Roger does not understand the allure, and I agree.
Roger just gets confused.
In real life and pretendy time.
All right, that's enough of me and Mr. Biggs from the other night. Hey, everybody, this is present day Brad. You've been listening to past Brad and past Mr. Big/Clay. It's daytime now, and I'm going to do a few more calls to these people from this directory in the daytime when people actually pick up. And then we're going to play some voicemails. It's going to be fun.
Hello?
Hi, Christopher?
Yeah, this is him.
Hey, Christopher, this is Roy from the post office. Hey.
Yes, sir.
We found a letter here. It kind of fell behind the counter.
Okay.
It was dated from 2005, and it was addressed to you on Circle.
Holy mackerel! 2005.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Did I get the right Christopher?
Yeah. That's me. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Great. Yeah, I went ahead and opened it.
Okay.
And inside, the weirdest thing, there was this smaller letter, but it was also addressed to you. And it looks like it was from the post office because it fell behind the counter, and it was post-dated 1976.
Okay.
But it was also dated, I mean, it was also addressed to you.
Okay.
And same address and everything. Did you live there, and, like, how long have you lived there?
Where at?
on the forest circle?
I've only been here a couple years.
Oh, well, this one was dated 1976, and it was addressed to you at that address.
It's yeah, like no the, what?
No, it's like on one of those old envelopes with the little, you know, red and blue border things around it. Airmail on it.
Yeah, I wasn't even born in 1976, so that's confusing.
I went ahead and opened that one, though, just because I couldn't figure this out, and we found this other letter that was addressed to you. And
okay.
It was from Western Union, and it was addressed to you from September 5th, 1885.
Yeah, I don't know. So are y'all going to mail it to me, or what y'all going to do?
The darndest thing. Well, I was going to open this one. Is it okay if I open this one?
You were the post office?
Yeah. We're not really supposed to open people's mail, but it was just, you know, it was an old letter. I didn't think anyone would notice.
Yeah.
Because it's from 2005.
I'd rather come either pick it up or have y'all mail it to me. So
okay.
What's the best way? Are you the one right there on
Yeah, that's the one. You can just come in and tell us who you are, show some ID so we know it's the right person.
Yeah.
And but I can't open this one from 1885, though?
No, I really you're not.
Because you said you haven't lived there, you know, that
no,
long.
But you're asking me if you want my permission. I say no.
But I already opened the other two, the one from 2005 and the one from 1976.
Yeah, I understand. Do you not hear what I said?
I did. It's just, I don't know. Like, I'm kind of curious.
I don't want
what's
you to open my mail at all.
But I'm kind of curious what's in this one, because it's from 1885. Did that address even exist? In 18,
I'm
not
sure.
Thought the Indians still lived there at that time.
I don't know, man. I don't know. But I'll come in Monday and get it. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Just say you're the one that has the letter from 1885.
Okay.
You're the only one here.
Okay. Yeah, understandable. I'll let you know what it is.
Oh, will you?
Okay.
Can you open it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Will you open it in the post office?
Yeah, I'll open it in the post office. No problem.
Can we read it?
I'll come Monday.
Okay, it might just be another letter from like a different time period addressed to you.
I've got no idea. Very strange. No idea.
Yeah, it's the darndest thing.
But are you working Monday?
Yep. I'm here every day, pretty much.
Okay, and you said your name was Roy?
Yep, Roy.
Okay, are you open today?
Yeah, we're open today for another 40 minutes.
Okay. Well, if I get time, I'll try to swing by just a little bit. I mean, I might have time. I mean, I'm only about 15 minutes away. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So I get time, I'll swing by and we'll figure it out.
Sounds
okay.
Great. I'll try not to open it in the meantime.
Yeah.
No promises.
Yeah. I'll try to swing by.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Thank you, Roy.
Okay. All right. Bye. Bye. Hey. Bye. I was looking at my live show notes and there's this idea from Tim Riggy that says to do that. He said to make it like those Russian dolls, like I just keep opening up letters and they keep being from earlier and earlier and earlier. Thought that sounded kind of funny. Maybe I should try that one again. It'd have to start out as a box, though, right? Or just a really large envelope.
Hello?
Hello, Thomas?
Yes?
Hey there, it's Roy from the post office.
Uh-huh.
We found a letter here from you, for you. It fell behind the counter. It's dated from 2005. Looks like it never got...
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's the weirdest thing. I was having this dream last night that there was a letter to some guy named Thomas, dated 2005, and I got to work today, and I checked, and what do you know? It was there.
Oh, boy. Whereabouts is it?
It was right behind the counter, kind of like it slid back behind the counter. Between these two partition wall things. So it just kind of got lost. And, I went ahead and opened it, though.
Okay.
And inside was, it looked like another letter that didn't get delivered to you. It was from the year 1997. It was also addressed to you at 2 Lane.
Okay. But I wouldn't have been here then.
I know, that's the weird thing, because we checked the records and we see that someone else lived there at that time. Like some Indian guy.
Oh, my.
So we went ahead and opened that letter, since it wouldn't, like, it must have been a mistake, you know? You didn't even live there at the time. So we opened it up, and then we found another letter addressed to Thomas at 2 Lane, and this one was from 1976. Same year that the original Freaky Friday was released, by the way. Jodie Foster.
Holy mackerel.
And the guy from Adam's Family.
My Lord.
Yeah, I know. Weird. You didn't live there in 1976, did you?
Oh, no. I lived, let me think a minute. I lived in Plymouth, Michigan at that time.
Oh, which address? Because that relates to the next letter we found inside of that letter.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, we opened up the 1976 letter, and then there was this letter that was addressed to you in Plymouth, Michigan, 1953, November 5th, 1953, addressed to your name, Thomas, Plymouth, Michigan, and isn't that weird?
It's almost beyond belief weird, yeah.
Yeah, all these letters, but like, we're not supposed to open people's mail, by the way. I'm sorry. It's just, you know, it was weird at first because I had this dream last night that the letter was behind the counter, and then I get to work, and there it is, your name and everything. I've been known to be a little bit psychic from time to time.
That's really strange. So how would I pick that up, or would you forward that whole works to me? No.
Sure, we can do that. I got to seal it up in another envelope labeled from 2018. I'm sure it'll get to you this time.
Yeah.
What could go wrong? Are you still at the 2 lane, though?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Because we did open the 1953 letter. And guess what was inside?
What?
Another letter addressed to you from the 1930s. It was also in Plymouth. But it was marked as a non-deliverable and dated 1932. July 7th, 1932.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah.
That's before I was born.
Weird. Weird. Like, why would it be addressed to you then? Like, if you're not even born, this is like some weird time travel stuff.
Oh, it sure is.
Hmm. So we opened that one. I don't know. Do you want us to keep opening these? Because we still haven't got to the bottom of it. We just keep opening letters. There's more letters inside. We could just mail it to you. I'll just stick all these in a big envelope. And put them in the mail, and I bet you they won't get lost this time.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Sure. Because, like, I was looking through the envelope, like, you know, holding up to the light, and I could see the next letter inside, and it's from 1885.
Oh, my.
It's a Western Union envelope.
Oh, my.
But, yeah, we're not really supposed to do that. Please don't tell anyone I did that.
All right. So, thank you very much.
Oh, no problem at all. Like, you want me to just go ahead and mail this out, or you can come and pick it up? Either way you want to do it?
Yeah, mail it out to me, please.
Okay, yeah, that's the best course of action, because it's not like it's going to get lost, right?
Yeah. My heavens. Thank you. Thank you for the call. It's the strangest thing, I think, in my whole life.
Yeah, no problem at all. I'm gonna put a stamp on this, and I'll give it to someone else to mail it, and hopefully they won't lose it.
Okay. And what was your name again?
This is Roy from the post office.
Uh huh. All right. Then where are you on Drive?
Yep, that's the one.
Okie doke, thank you.
All right, have a nice day.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
You'd think these people would be annoyed at me for opening their mail.
Hello?
Hi, Mrs. Mueller?
Yes.
It's Roy from the post office?
Yes.
I needed to let you know we're going to be sending someone out there today. Like, you know where your mailbox is?
Yes.
We're going to be adding another mailbox onto that mailbox, like underneath it. Mm-hmm. Or next to it, or whatever.
Why?
It's going to be labeled with your address, but it's going to have a B on it. So it'll be like apartment B.
Why?
Well, this is going to sound weird, but we found out that there is actually a person living underneath your property, like in a subterranean
home. Yeah, I'm sure.
Hello?
Hi, Joe?
Yes.
Hey, it's Gary from the post office here in...
Yes, Gary.
Hi there. I need to let you know we're going to be sending someone out today to install a second mailbox at your address.
Okay, what's wrong with the one we got?
Oh, no, you'll still use that one. This new one's not for you, but it's going to say 2 Lane on it, apartment B, or unit B.
Who is that for? There is no unit B at 2.
I know, it's... This is going to sound weird, but it turns out there's actually a family living in a subterranean, it's directly below your property. It's like a bunker type thing underneath your property.
Oh, yeah?
And there is a family living there, and they want to be able to get mail. And we have to...
Well, how cool is that?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. It's a little weird to me. But you're going to see them coming and picking up their mail, and... you're just supposed to, don't bother their mailbox. It's not yours.
Okay, well, if I can't bother them, can I read their mail?
No, that would be against the law. Federal offense.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know what I'm going to do about it then. I mean, what about their newspaper? Will they get a separate tube for their newspaper?
They won't be getting a newspaper because it's 2018. And who the fuck gets a newspaper anymore?
I'm not sure.
Nobody?
Nobody. Okay. Well, I guess I won't worry about reading their newspaper then.
Okay. Yeah.
Well,
good plan.
That sounds like a good idea.
All right, then.
Well, I appreciate you calling and letting me know about it.
All right. Thanks for letting me know that you're thinking about breaking federal laws and stealing people's mail. I'll make a note of that in our records.
Hey. Yeah, if you would, I would appreciate it if you would be kind enough to do that.
Oh, we will. We'll be keeping an eye on you.
Okay, good. Good deal.
All right.
Well, sounds good, Gary.
Have a nice
day. Thanks for the call, and I'll look forward to seeing the guy out there, putting that in, okay?
Sure, no problem.
Okay, thanks.
Bye. Have a nice day.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Nobody wants to believe this. I don't know why. Hello, Alan?
Yes.
Hi there. It's Gary from the post office here in...
Yes.
And I'm calling to let you know we're going to be installing a second mailbox next to your mailbox you have there already over on Circle.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to be for 2 Circle Apartment B, so just make sure you don't bother with it. Don't bother it. Don't mess with it.
I don't think I know what you're talking about. Did you say apartment?
Yeah, it's going to be unit B.
No. What? Tell me what this is about.
Well, it's
my address.
There's actually a family that's living at that property, but they're underneath the property. They're in a subterranean bunker type thing.
Oh, of course.
No, I'm completely serious, sir. And they want to be able
to
get...
Do you have something to tell me before I hang up?
I'm trying to tell you. Like, why are you going to hang up? Nobody wants to believe the whole subterranean level thing. A bunch of people have hung up on me for this. I don't know why. It seems believable to me. But screw it. I give up. I'm done. Okay, I'm just done. Let's play some voicemails.
Hey, Brad. It's Cody.
Hey, Cody.
My doctor told me that I need to call in and apologize to you for everything I've done.
Okay.
All the jokes I've said, all the bad ideas I've had, and I'm just really sorry.
It's all right.
I hope
you
can find it in your heart to forgive me.
I'm used to it. I don't take it personally. No problem, Cody, no name.
Hey, Brad. I was having a great day today. I was doing a bunch of stuff, and I went to the POA Discord, and everyone was fucking rude to me again.
Aww.
So I went to my fucking ATM.
Aww.
Went to my ATM.
Aww.
Fuck.
Are you ripping up your money? Wait, what? What just happened? You went to your ATM? I'm very confused. I'm not sure what you were overreacting about. But yeah, I've heard many people say that they just cannot handle the Discord. People are so rude to them. And if that happens, you know what? Just get over it. Leave the Discord. Go hang out in the Reddit or the Facebook or something instead. Same thing, really.
Hey, Brad, it's Nico. Just calling today because I was listening to your late night dream show, and you mentioned that you're off probation. Congratulations.
Nope, I am not off probation. I am off home detention. So for the first 8 months of my probation is 5 years. So I will be off of probation in 2022, I guess, or 2023. I don't know. I'm bad at math. But for 8 months, I was on home detention. It did not involve an ankle bracelet. It was supposed to. The judge said I needed to get an ankle bracelet, but the probation people said, that's dumb. We're just going to make you call into a system 3 times a day, at 7 in the morning and at noon and at 10 at night to make sure you're home. But other than that, I was allowed to do anything I wanted to. I could leave after I did my 10 o'clock call. I could stay out all night if I wanted to, as long as I was back by 7 in the morning to make my 7 in the morning call. So mostly it just meant that I couldn't travel too easily. Like, if I wanted to go have lunch with a friend or whatever, I couldn't leave until noon, because I have to be home and make my noon phone call. Not to complain or anything, it's better than having to wear an ankle bracelet for 8 months. But that's the thing that I'm finished with. I have been home detention free for, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks now. It's been kind of nice.
I was also thinking it's really hilarious that you had home detention because of, in essence, making prank calls. You'd think that they'd be like, you're not allowed to be home, because that's where you do it from.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Anyways.
They know that I do this for a living now. They know that I just sit at home and make prank calls all day. They don't seem to care about that, so I don't really know what the home detention really accomplished.
Like, for hackers and stuff like that, like, to get that kind of a punishment is kind of comical.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's all I have for today. Hope you're having a good day. Talk to you later.
Thanks,
bye.
Nico. Or should I say Cinco? Because that's what Google Translation calls you. Hey, Brad, it's Cinco. Yeah, I was kind of expecting for them to just ban me from making prank calls for 5 years. That would have sucked.
Okay, I'm pretty sure I got it. So you can disregard this message if you heard the last one.
What?
Alternatively, I'm sorry if you heard the last one. It's Buckshot. I just wanted to call, say hello, say keep up the great work, see if my last voicemail went through, which I can't do. I know I can't actually do that. Either way, you said something about, Jack Ellison said something about doing a show with Dwight. I think that you definitely need to do another show with Dwight.
I agree.
I've never actually heard you do a show with Dwight.
I need to do more shows with more people.
I listen to Dwight every Saturday, so please, please do that.
Okay.
Okay. I love you. Cactus, cactus.
I mean, I get on Dwight's show sometimes, and me and him do calls together. Not too often, but every once in a while. It's fun. And now that I've had Mr. Biggs do prank calls with me, I should have some other people on every once in a while. It's kind of fun. It's different.
Hello, Brad.
Hello.
This is Green Bee.
Oh, hey, Green Bee.
What you doing?
Oh, you know.
Damn it, Green Bee, not Matt.
Things.
I was just wondering if you could stop throwing your Go Cups out the window.
All right, Green Bee.
It's very, very bad, okay?
All right.
Very bad.
Thanks for the voicemail, Green Bee. It's been great.
Okay. Bye.
Thanks for having something important to say.
Hey, Brad. It's Gordon Bombay. Do you remember telling a girl that she was pregnant with your Snickers baby?
I do remember that.
I just fell over. That was an old one.
Fell over.
Like, play it.
Like, oh, I'm going to fall down. That kind of falling over? What? I'm trying to find that call right now just for you, and I can't seem to find it. It's not in my directories here, which is weird, because I know I put that on YouTube, but whatever. I'll just rip it from YouTube, and I will play it on the beginning of today's show, so you've already heard it. You're welcome. There it is. I just found it on YouTube. Holy crap, it's a 10-minute long call? That's a long call. I don't know if I want to play that entire thing. I may have to edit this down.
Hey, Roy. It's H.
Hey.
So today's my last day at work. I quit my job so I can listen to the Snowpile show full time.
All right. Great decision.
So, no, I'm just kidding. But I did quit my job. Today is my last day.
Damn it.
I just wanted to call in, I guess.
Okay.
So I'll be listening. I'm going to be traveling around the world and going to either Southeast Asia, Central America, somewhere like that. Just figure stuff out online, but I will be listening to the Snowplow Show, so
Woo-hoo. It'll
be keeping me comfort.
Sounds great.
Yeah, I guess I'll get back to it. Bye.
Bye. Hope you have fun traveling the world. Watch out for your bunghole. That's the only advice I can think to offer right now. You're welcome for that. That's the last voicemail. Thank you, everybody, for calling in. If you want to leave a voicemail, you can leave one at 814-422-5309. You know, you should just save that into your cell phone right now. Anytime you want to call in, anytime you feel like you have something important to say to the PLA, it'll just be there. You can just look it up in your cell phone book. Save it as PLA voicemail. What a great idea, right? I'm not going to regret suggesting this at all, am I? No, of course not. What could go wrong? You know, another important number that you should probably be saving in your cell phones is PLA's telephone network interface number, as long as we're talking about phone numbers here that you need to call. That phone number is 914-296-1862. And if you call that, there is a voice BBS, which I have not called in a while. I wonder what's going on there. Probably bad things. Here, let's try it out here real quick.
You've reached the PLA telephone network interface. To hack some answering machines, press 1.
I think it's option 5.
To be connected to the request line or the payphone during a live show.
What? It hung up on me. The hell is this?
You've reached the PLA telephone network interface.
Try this again.
To hack some answering machines,
let me make sure it's the right one.
To be connected to the request line or the payphone during a live show, press 2. For dial a prayer,
see, it's also a secret way to get into the request line.
For the room that nobody ever uses, press 4. For the voice BBS, press 5.
All right. What the hell? It hangs up. I'm going to have a talk with Don Fickles from CloudSec about this. He's the one that wrote the voice BBS software. I was going to see what's going on in there, but nope, it's broken. What the hell, Don Fickles? Anyway, thank you, Michael W., Miguel F., F in Reality, Serial Shitter, and Carol Gertie, 666, for being the sponsors of today's episode. If you would like to support the show, just like they do, you can do that by going to patreon.com/phonelosers. Get extra shows, extra videos, all that stuff. It's a good deal, not a ripoff, I swear. Only $5 a month gets you most of the things. Go join up a PLA community. I hear Discord is very nice and welcoming, and they will never be rude to you at all, ever. And then there's also a Reddit, and there's a Facebook group. There's links to lots of PLA-type communities and social networks and whatever things in the show notes of every single episode. There's a ton of links at the bottom. You should go there, look at those links, click on everything, join some communities. Try not to cause problems. Don't get yourself kicked out. We're kind of assholes. We'll kick you out. Have a good weekend, everybody. Bye.
I got blood on my hands and my feet, in my mouth, in my eyes, in my hair, even my underwear, everywhere. Anywhere a drop falls, I'm quick to crawl and gobble the stuff up. Driven by insatiable bloodlust. Heart starts beating, hard breathing. I see people bleeding, feeding. I need it. You hemophilia convenient. Print a picture chilling in refrigerator, spilling up a sippy cup. Spill a little, lick it up, tip it up. Triple cup of Bloody Mary, buddy, coming up on the double. I'm blowing bubbles of it, slipping up in bottles of it. It'll soak into your shoes and ooze into your tube socks. Stick you with the crazy straw, drain you like a juice box. Calling Bloody Madness, call it all psychopathic. I got walls like Jackson Pollock, solid monochromatic. Tap you like a keg and let you run fast and strong. It's a motherfucking blood bath and beyond. Buckets and buckets and fucking buckets and buckets of blood.
It's coming down, it's really coming down.
Buckets and buckets and fucking buckets and buckets of blood.
Yeah, the streets run red until everybody drowns.
Buckets and buckets and fucking buckets and buckets of blood. Motherfucking buckets and buckets and buckets of blood. Chug-a-lug, rub-a-dub, I can't get enough of the red stuff coming up.
Yo, Kabungo know a lot about blood. In the same way that the Method Man in red know a lot about bud. I know it circulates the human body in ways that could mystify a high school science teacher for days. I know it carries oxygen from place to place, even out of your nights when it breaks your face. As I taste it, race to the clinic for more, shouting,
doctor, please help, I'm deficient in gore. I know you got a blood supply and I'd like to tap it.
Never realize how useful it is until you lack it. So pass it, the what? Why the bloody intravenous? As the earth girls prefer it when the blood is in my that aside, whether you a boy or an old man, blood is quite incredible, a joy to behold. To peep it, get yourself an abrasion or stark sore, or hit up KTP or maybe Schaefer the Dark Lord.
Buckets and buckets and fucking buckets and buckets of blood.
It's coming down, it's really coming down.
Buckets and buckets and fucking buckets and buckets of blood.
Yeah, the streets run red until everybody drowns.
Buckets and buckets and fucking buckets and buckets of blood. Motherfucking buckets and buckets and buckets of blood. Chug-a-lug, rub-a-dub, I can't get enough of the red stuff coming up. Buckets and buckets of blood.
Hey, where you going?
Wrong, fucker.
sucker, you're open. The sight of your blood flowing, it gets my own blood going, you know it. And no one has as many uses for it either. From the pool I soak my feet in, to the cubes in my freezer. To the yard, sprinkler water in my lawn, it's on. I got a fully stocked pond, put the tea kettle on. I rock a red opaque aquarium, and later today, you watch me washing up my bottom with a blood bidet.
Hey!
Summertime, slip and slide, teeming with disease. My super soaker's 98.6 degrees. The sight don't make it greasy, I need that. Give me a million ZZs in an IV stack. I've got a hunger and a thirst and a passion and desire to rival even that of a goddamn vampire. To repeat the DGLP line, I rhymed while I feed, man. I'll eat that, but never mind the at, just plead, and
buckets and buckets and fucking buckets and buckets of blood.
It's coming down, it's really coming down.
Buckets and buckets and fucking buckets and buckets of blood.
Yeah, the streets run red until everybody drowns.
Buckets and buckets and fucking buckets and buckets of blood. Motherfucking buckets and buckets and buckets of blood. Chug a lug, rub it up, I can't get enough of the red stuff. Coming up, buckets and buckets of blood.
Guess they never seen a bloodbath. I get a rush when the blood runs.
You signed a death contract, the blood between the white lines.
Straight from the goblet of gore.
Cold blooded, ice in my veins.
In the blood puddle, suck the blood till your form is lifeless.
Smelling pop taco, be extra Tabasco.
You guys are weird. You are really weird, Gary.